The god massacred the swift dogs and mule, then loosed sharp arrows in among the troops themselves. Thick fires kept burning corpses ceaselessly. For 9 days, Apollo rained death down upon the troops. On the 10th, Achilles summoned an assembly. White-armed Hera put that thought into his mind, concerned for the Danaans, seeing them die. The men gathered. The meeting came to order. Swift-footed Achilles rose to speak.
Son of Atreus, I fear we're being beaten back, forced home if we aren't all going to be destroyed right here, with war and plague killing off Achaeans. Come now. Let's ask some prophet, priest, interpreter of dreams, for dreams too come from Zeus. A man who might say why Apollo is so angry, whether he faults our prayers and offerings, whether somehow he'll welcome sacrificial smoke from perfect lambs and goats, then rouse himself and release us from this plague. Achilles spoke and took his seat. Then Calchas, Thestor's son, stood up before them all, the most astute interpreter of birds who understood present, future, past. His skill in prophecy, Apollo's gift,